Fetid Records, creator of the wildly popular Stink music series, has teamed with William Hung's American Idol Reject Productions to bring you a new and particularly rancid collection of music, Celebrity Stink. It's already a tragedy when B and C list actors fall to screen with their subpar craft. Now, thanks to bootlicking, ladder-climbing record executives, the audio airwaves have been irreparably stained with more gut-wrenching stench than ever imagined. Celebrity Stink brings you a 3-CD collection of the worst recording efforts from the washed-up television and movie stars of the past and present. For example, before Eddie Murphy made a jackass of himself on the big screen, he made an even bigger ass of himself in the recording studio with such stink classics as Put Your Mouth on Me. And Party All the Time. Yes, Celebrity Stink gives you two rancid classics from this one so-called artist. It's becoming ever more apparent that Americans have lowered their entertainment standards to what the Japanese have been watching for years. John Schneider, former star of The Dukes of Hazzard, sidestepped Hazzard County to sing Hazardous Waste, and Crystal Bernard spread her wings and took off straight to the septic tank. Here's her putrid offering, State of Mind. One has to wonder what her state of mind was when she recorded that. The malodorous melodies that will emanate from your speakers will melt your face faster than if you were Michael Jackson sunbathing at the equator. These caterwauling methane spewers are so horrendous, there's no possible way Michael Damian or Jack Wagner could ever be associated with any type of soap. Take a listen to Jack Wagner's All I Need. After that, all you need is a wet wipe and some air freshener. Listening to some of these rancid songs could be considered un-American. Have you heard the latest songs from Steven Seagal, Johnny Depp, or Clint Eastwood? We haven't either. Is it really an attempt to expand their horizons and do something creatively different, or is it just that last-ditch effort to save an already dying career? Judge for yourself. Here's Patrick Swayze singing his little-known or understood song, She's Like the Wind.
She's like the wind through my tree. She rides the night next to me.
Patrick's career was gone like the wind, too.
She leads me through moonlight, only to burn me with the sun.
Celebrity Stink is proud to bring you smelly songs from screen stars you never knew could carry a tune. Listen to some of the stars featured on Celebrity Stink.
Howdy, I'm Adam West.
Hi, this is Vanna White.
Hi, I'm Robin Leach.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons.
Hi, this is Bob Vila.
Hi, this is Bill Cosby.
Hello, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
This is Danny DeVito.
Hi, this is Dom DeLuise.
Hi, this is Leslie Nielsen.
Hi, I'm Richard Dean Anderson.
Hello, this is Robert Stack of Unsolved Mysteries.
But none of those surprising celebrity singers could prepare you for the gut-wrenching shock of Joe Pesci defacing the beloved classic, What a Wonderful World.
For me and for you, and I think to myself.
Can you believe this is for real?
Wow, what a beautiful world.
No, really. You'll hear it all on Celebrity Stink. The reviews are wafting in for Celebrity Stink.
I don't know of anyone who appreciates David Hasselhoff's attempts at singing.
I hear he's really big. In Germany.
Yeah, so is the Berlin Wall at one point.
I just bought the new album by Peter Gallagher?
I'd rather listen to the new solo album by Gary Busey.
I just have one question for these celebrities.
Why?
And of course, Celebrity Stink could not be complete without the Admiral of Stink, the intergalactic king of overacting, the captain himself, William Shatner.
Marmalade skies. Somebody calls you.
Now that you've heard the hideous highlights of Celebrity Stink, it's time to place your order. You can own your own copy for just 5 easy payments of $72.95. Send your check or money order to Celebrity Stink, care of Fetid Records, P.O. Box 5 times the square root of 45, Staples, Minnesota. Or call us long distance at 915-555-FOWL. Order now!